Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And a very good morning again to Darren.
Good morning, Mary. Do you know what? I was just listening back to Vera, or no, I was going to say Vera Powell, Eileen Gleeson and Katie McCabe's press conference yesterday from the Ireland match building up to England, which they're playing tonight. And really interesting. She was asked about this Irish-English rivalry, but she says there's no rivalry between us. And she went on then to point out that, you know, this is the first meeting between the countries in the women's game in 37 years. And she feels that maybe this rivalry is something that the media are building up a little bit. But she says her and her teammates, for them, it's just another game, albeit against one of the top teams in the country, in the world.
Yeah, like, I guess that's men's history, you know. Like, as I said, we've not played them as a women's team since 1987. So the rivalry for us, like, you can create whatever you just want to create, but for us it's another game. Like, France Friday was massive, playing the European champions, massive, and you can make the noise of any rivalry if you want to do that. But for us it's another stepping stone in order for us to try qualify for the Euros for the first time.
So, point well made there by Katie. Lisa Fallon, RTE analyst, joins me now. Lisa, is she doing her best to play this one down tonight?
No, I think she's just trying to put some context on it, because I think she's right to, for the players, a lot of the players, that rivalry wouldn't be there. Like, we all remember Euro 88, the World Cup, all those amazing games against England and that massive rivalry. And I think it might be a bigger rivalry for the fans actually than it is maybe for the players, but I think, you know, they're very pragmatic. I think the tone of messaging from the camp has changed. You know, during the Nations League Group B, they were talking about going toe to toe with the top teams in the world. Now that tone has changed, and we saw that even strategically on Friday night in France, that, you know, they played a much more defensive game and much more pragmatic in the approach, and showing that respect for where they are, where Ireland are in their development and their own evolution. Whereas, yes, now that we've seen that they can go and dominate the ball against lower ranked teams, but against bigger teams, you know, the key objective here is to get a result and to maintain your League A status. If Ireland can retain their League A status, that would be a huge, huge help in the development of not just this crop of players, but the players to come. So I think, you know, I think the approach tonight will probably be similar, but it should be an amazing occasion for the fans.
And with all that in mind then, in terms of how this is going to play out, how do you think it's going to go this evening?
I think we'll see Ireland being defensive again, playing to their strengths, you know, that rigid low block, that structure, that putting their bodies on the line, defending for their lives at time. What I would like to see, though, is a little bit more quality when Ireland are in possession of the ball, because they'll need a breather. They'll need to get hold of the ball and keep it, and better than they did on Friday night. You know, their possession was poor at times, particularly in the first half, and they just really struggled to get up the pitch. So you'd hope that there's been a little bit of work done on that, to show, you know, some of the positive in possession traits that we saw from the team in League B, that they're able to show a little bit more of that tonight, because they'll need to, particularly with the amount of time they spent out of possession on Friday night, the amount of running they're doing without the ball, that'll accumulate into tonight. So I think the team selection will be interesting to see tonight, but also Ireland really need to be a little bit better, or a lot better, in those moments when they do have possession of the ball this evening.
Lisa, great talking to you as always. 30,000 tickets sold for this evening. If you're not going along, 7:30 start. It's live on RTÉ2 television and on the radio on 2FM's Game On. We have a feast of football tonight on RTÉ, because the first of the Champions League quarterfinals take place. And with the women's game on RTÉ2, the Real Madrid against Manchester City match is live on the RTÉ player on the news channel. Highlights on RTÉ2 after the Irish game. And then in the night's other game, it's Arsenal and Bayern Munich. Two cracking matches, and both underway at 8 o'clock. Now the Masters gets underway on Thursday this year. This time around, there's just going to be two Irish players hoping to become the first Irish winner. Rory McIlroy, Shane Lowry, both have the ability, as we know. Both have gone close before. Shane Lowry third in 2022, top five heading into the back nine last year. And I guess that sort of form really suggests he's beginning to find his groove at Augusta. When Greg Allen asked him about the opportunity of becoming the first Irish winner, he did the Katie McCabe on it and played it down.
Oh, there's a lot standing between me and that right now. So try not to think about things like that, because obviously it would be a huge achievement. But something that I've thought about a little bit over the last number of years, and I'd give anything to be that person.
In particular, the third place finish in 2022, you were actually disappointed with it. I'll never forget the final round, post-round interview. You were disappointed, but you finished third in the Masters.
Yeah, nobody remembers who finished third at the Masters, so it's...
But it was a step for you,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it was, but, you know, in 20 years' time, finished third at the Masters doesn't get you back through those gates, so, first does, so, that's the main goal.
This whole type of feeling, different to the other majors, are you one of the players who's a really sharp contender this week?
Look, I think it's hard to look past the top players in the world, and then... You know, am I in the next category after that? Possibly. But I'm certainly here. I'm not here to make up the numbers. I'm here to compete, and that's, you know, what I do every week, and it's what I live for. I live for weeks like this, and it's the reason I get out of bed in the morning. So, I'm very happy to be here, and, you know, looking forward to the challenge ahead. But, you know, if you start looking at Scotty Scheffler, Wyndham Clark, Rory McIlroy, these players, it's hard to look past those players, but I'll do my best to finish on top of them.
Yes, let's hope the two lads do well. More from the Masters during the week. That's your sport for now.